Buenas tardes.
In a sad-looking apartment building near downtown Fresno, a young woman cautiously cracks open her door. Sergio Cortez greets her. His wife, Ashley Cortez, stands behind him, clasping a clipboard.
We're basically doing canvassing of apartment complexes owned by JD Homes. Mm-hmm. And we want to talk to the tenants to see if they have any problems with JD Homes, like any stuff that's not being fixed, anything that's broken.
Sergio and Ashley Cortez have had similar conversations at dozens of door fronts.
But you're not the only one going through this. There's like multiple families out there that are in the same struggle, in the same environment where nothing's being fixed. And the owner is not really doing anything.
28-year-old Sergio and 24-year-old Ashley have made it their mission to prevent slumlord conditions in Fresno, and especially in the Lowell neighborhood. About 2 years ago, they moved into an apartment complex near downtown Fresno. It's owned by JD Homes, which they consider to be a slumlord. In a written statement, JD Homes said it's invested in the community and works hard to provide good-quality, low-income housing. The couple grew frustrated, they say, as conditions in the complex deteriorated and the owner didn't fix the problems. They decided to take action. First, they became the on-site managers of their own building and worked to improve health and safety there. Then they began educating renters in the Lowell neighborhood about their rights, with the group Tenants Together. Soon, they'll be launching their own multimedia organization, called No More Slumlords.
Hearing that there's this injustice going on in our own backyard that's sort of being ignored, really made me upset and really hurt my heart.
Sergio and Ashley Cortez could be part of the solution to the Lowell neighborhood slumlord problem. But it will take a larger, sustained effort to change the deep-seated conditions that have made Lowell a neighborhood ripe for slumlords. The neighborhood is located between the Tower District and downtown Fresno. It's shaped like a triangle and is bordered on the east by Blackstone Avenue, on the south by Divisadero Avenue, and on the north and west by Highway 180. Lowell is extremely poor. It was included in a 2006 Brookings Institution study of concentrated poverty in Fresno. But community advocates say the neighborhood is also rich in history, diversity, and camaraderie. Beautiful antique homes sit next to more run-down multifamily buildings. In the afternoon, children walk home from school and families sit outside their homes. So what is a slumlord and how prevalent are they in Fresno? Bill Skye says slumlords don't invest in their properties, even when there's a problem. He's a Lowell resident and the board chairperson of the Lowell Community Development Corporation.
To me, a slumlord is someone who owns any property and never makes any improvements. Right, so there's some property owned by some of our infamous slumlords that is actually halfway decent property. It's just what then happens if something goes wrong, if something breaks, if something leaks, and you try to contact your landlord or manager and get it repaired. Now that's the slumlording issue, is that they do not respond.
Leah Simon Weisberg has witnessed these conditions in Lowell and throughout the city of Fresno. She is the legal director for Tenants Together.
It has a huge impact on children and, you know, whether they're being exposed to lead or having to go to school after you've been cold all night because the heater doesn't work. Having to live in an apartment where there's been several sewage floods and the landlord refuses to change the carpet, you know, and cockroaches and rats.
Sergio and Ashley Cortez are all too familiar with the conditions of some of the city's low-income housing. When they first moved into their Lowell apartment, they say,
we will contact the owner and say, like, you know, our heater's not working. What's going on? You know, we have people from the neighborhood coming in and selling drugs. People walking through our complex with guns and because the gates are not secure and there's no lighting at night.
The Cortezes said JD Homes ignored their concerns. In a statement, JD Homes said it responds to all complaints within 3 working days, with those impacting the health and safety of tenants being addressed immediately.
But the owner did not really care. We would get the runaround. Oh, we'll send someone next week to fix it. So I got so frustrated. How come nothing's being done? And I honestly heard a little voice in my head saying, how come you're not doing anything?
Since then, Sergio and Ashley Cortez have become the on-site property managers at the complex.
When I took over for being an on-site manager, something I really wanted to do is create a safe environment here, because at that time, it wasn't a safe environment.
Still, they have gone beyond the call of duty to clean up the property. Sergio Cortez paid out of pocket for security cameras for the complex. He bought a Bluetooth earpiece that can record video.
I really don't recommend people doing this, but I went online and bought a security uniform, security outfit with utility belt. I got some walkie-talkies, and the uniform has security on it. So I said, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to wear this uniform and walk inside the apartment complex.
Sergio and Ashley Cortez seem to have made a difference in one apartment building.
Within the 2 weeks that I was there, people that were hanging out stopped hanging out. Like, literally, I know a prostitute that came up to me and said, you're ruining it for everyone, and she left. Because I will make the call. I will honestly make the call.
Ashley Cortez expects their organization, No More Slumlords, to launch in about 2 months.
Our whole goal for this is to capture people's stories about what they're experiencing and visually display that. A lot of the target audience for slumlords are low income families and immigrants. And so for us, a lot of times they do not have a voice in our society. And so we want to make sure that they have that voice.
Sergio and Ashley Cortez acknowledge their advocacy could have consequences. They are targeting property owners, including the one that provides them with housing in exchange for acting as on-site managers. But they're not afraid, they say, because their actions are guided by their faith.
I truly believe that this is something that Sergio and I have prayed about for a very long time. And we feel very strongly that God does not like to see his people being oppressed. And that's really what's happening with this, is people are being oppressed. And so we really feel strongly that God is protecting us because we are fighting for those that are being oppressed right now.
Phil Skye of the Lowell Community Development Corporation called Sergio and Ashley Cortez fearless. Skye says he fully supports the Cortez's massive fight.
He also is not afraid to sort of get in the fight. He sees that the way in which the impact of slumlords disproportionately affects the most vulnerable people in our society, meaning the poor, infants and children, and the elderly.
Back at the apartment complex, Sergio Cortez handed the young woman some information about tenants' rights.
You guys have rights, and you can actually have other options. If something's not being fixed here, you have other options. It's not like, because you're paying rent, you know, and by state law, you're required to have those repairs.
Those housing conditions will improve if Sergio and Ashley Cortez have anything to do with it. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.